Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's Gospel, our Lord with great fervor cries out, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. This fire that our Lord so desired to cast upon the earth was effectively accomplished at Pentecost when he sent the Holy Spirit from heaven upon the apostles as tongues of fire, and it filled them with the power of the Holy Spirit, especially that charity of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, that burning love of God and burning love of neighbor, and also zeal, ardent zeal to go out and convert the world. And this is what St. Paul talks about in the first reading from the Ephesians, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self. So this is what he is praying that the Ephesians will receive from God the Father, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ, through his Spirit, may dwell in your hearts. And so this fire that the apostles received at Pentecost has then been transmitted to the other members of the church by means of the sacraments, baptism, and confirmation, right? We receive the Holy Spirit in both baptism and confirmation. Confirmation strengthening us to then bear witness to Christ and the faith throughout the world. And we see this incredibly in the lives of the saints throughout the church. And I want to read one account to you. I mean, so much so that these saints who were burning with the fire of the Holy Spirit and love for God, they overcame the physical flames that were meant to torment them. We think of Saint Lawrence, right, being grilled to death. And this one example from Cornelius a Lapide, he talks about the Japanese martyrs, right? He says, in our own age, so this is in the 17th century, in our own age, in the same fire, were and are consumed the Japanese, who for their faith in Christ were burnt to death in a slow fire for many hours, and remained in them indomitable and unconquered, adamant to death. Many of them were of our society, that is, the Jesuits, standard bearers, as it were, of the faith. Among them was the Reverend Father Camillus Constantius of Italy, who remained for 3 hours in the fire immovable, or rather even joyful and exulting, continually crying out to God with a loud voice, or encouraging his companions to constancy, or preaching to the people, a thing we have not until now read in the lives of the martyrs. He did this until the flames seized on his inner organs and deprived him at once of voice and life, that so he might die a glorious victim of a holocaust to God. Hail, courageous and renewed heroes, champions of the faith, athletes of Christ! You have become a spectacle to God, to angels, and to men, burning with divine fire. For the faith of Christ, you resigned your bodies to the flames and your souls to God. And from amidst those flames, rejoicing with the voice of swans, you covered yourselves with merits, the tyrants with confusion, filled and adorned Japan with Christians, your society with heroic examples of the virtues, the world with fame, the church with glory, the heavens with fresh laurels of new champions. Forever live your glory, your unconquered fortitude, your fire and ardor of heart, by which you have illuminated and inflamed Japan as long as the course of ages shall endure. And so we have through the ages, and here in the 17th century, these examples of the saints who were burning with the fire of the Holy Spirit, with love for God and zeal for souls. And this is the flame that ought to be burning in our own hearts and that we have to cultivate by prayer and devotion and receiving the sacraments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.